Nigerian authorities collected hundreds of bodies from the streets of the northern city of Maiduguri today, following days of clashes with members of a radical Islamic sect. The toll in Maiduguri brings to at least 300 the total number of people killed in violence that has erupted in several states around northern Nigeria since Sunday. Nigeria's national police are claiming victory over the Boko Haram sect after its leader was killed by security forces. But experts warned revenge attacks could occur. Nigerian officials said Muhammad Yusuf, the leader of the sect, some call the Nigerian Taliban, was killed after being captured last night at the end of a four-day manhunt. Meanwhile, the Catholic Secretariat for Nigeria has issued a statement regarding the recent violence. Chris Altieri reports.
Boko Haram means Western education is a sin. And the movement that calls itself Boko Haram has burned schools, church buildings, and mosques where Muslim clerics preach who do not agree with the tenets of the radical sect. A statement from the Catholic Secretariat of Nigeria on the current Islamic militancy in the country condemns any religious movement that would subvert the progress that has been made in education and technology in Nigeria, and at the same time thwart law and order. The statement says modern education and modern civilizations do not preclude ardent religious devotion, and stresses the great legacy of learning and culture that is part of the history of Islam, as in places like Al-Azhar, the Islamic university founded more than 1,000 years ago in Egypt.
But our call is that government should separate crime from religion and treat criminals according to the law.
The Deputy Secretary General of Nigeria's Catholic Secretariat, Father Louis Odudu, told us the government has a duty to punish criminals and preserve order. He also says a kind of education that makes appropriate use of modern achievements in science and technology as well as the humanities is an indispensable part of Nigeria's economic and social development. The statement concludes by asking all Nigerians to continue to pray for peace and the social and economic recovery of the country as they ask God to grant Nigeria's leaders the grace of vision for peace and the principles of servant leadership. I'm Chris Altieri.